Kim Beasley, and I'm the host of Pimper My Business podcast, where you will learn tips, tools, and techniques that will give you the freedom to easily build your business brand online so that you can be seen and then sell to your target customers. I will be interviewing industry leaders and professionals who will share their knowledge and experience, which will help you brand your business online. Get ready to take notes and learn from Kim and her guests, because this is going to be a fun learning experience. Hi, everyone. So excited. Woo! To be back. Gerlin, how is it going?
It is going fantastic. It's the holiday season. Good things about to happen for everybody.
Oh, yes. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because we're going to talk about getting ready for your holiday shopping customers today on Pamper My Business podcast, where I, Kim Beasley, am hosting with
Gerlin B. Thomas.
And we'd like to share tips and tools and techniques with entrepreneurs to help you grow your visibility online and engage with your target customers. So today, we're going to just get into talking about helping you get ready for the holiday season. We know it's coming. It's the end of the year. It's bunch of holidays all together. We're not going to even try to name all of them, are we, Gerlin?
No, it's too many.
We were trying to think of all the different names, and we just finally said, forget it. We'll just call it holiday shopping. With today's focus, we want to make sure that we're not just talking about fun foo-foo stuff you can do. We really want to give you some great things to help you not only put up a whole bunch of information about your holiday sales, but we want you to really engage and target the customers that you want to buy from you. What do you think about that, Gerlin?
Love it. Let's get to it.
Let's get to it then. Okay, so first we're going to talk about how to identify. I can talk. First, we're going to talk about identifying your holiday shopping customers. Do you know who you want to buy from you, Gerlin?
Yes, I do. I want women who want to figure out how to use LinkedIn to buy my services. I'm going to package them up somehow, some way. I'm working on that concept. But yeah, that's my audience, business and professional women who are looking to grow their female client base using LinkedIn.
Ooh, cool. Well, my target audience, and we're sharing this because this is what we hope that you're doing too, that you're starting with identifying your target customers that you want to buy from you during the holidays. Mine are entrepreneurs. I'm developing a training for entrepreneurs to help you to localize to optimize your website for local traffic. And that just basically means when someone is looking for your services or products near me, that when they type in near me, you come up, because Google says, okay, here's the zip code for this person who's searching, and here's the product or service that's in the same zip code. So we want to, so my training will teach you how to localize your website with the new changes coming up with Google. Yes, there's a new algorithm out, and it's called BERT. Yes,
I love this. BERT,
and BERT is more about connecting people with information that's more centralized on what they're looking for. So if you're asking for travel to Brazil and you're in the U.S., you don't want information that talks about traveling from Brazil to the U.S. You want to go from the U.S. to Brazil. So the information about Brazil to U.S. will not be shown so much as the information about you going from the U.S. to Brazil. So it's more specific. And that's something that that my training will get into. And so my target customers is entrepreneurs who have a website, and it's a WordPress website, who want to learn how to do it themselves, learn how to optimize their website. So that's who I'm looking for during the holidays, because it's important to optimize your website for local search and for universal search.
Okay.
So now that Gerald and I have kind of talked about how we identify our holiday shopping customers, one of the things we feel is important that after you know who you want to shop from you, that you define what they need from you. Okay, so you have your ideal customer in mind. What do you want them to buy from you, Gerald?
Okay, well, I'm in the process of building a women's movement called the 1 Million Women Link Up. So what I want women to buy from me is either one or more of my event packages. And they're like packaged to help women engage in collaborative marketing activities that help them to reach more women on LinkedIn. That's my thing.
So the need that you're feeling is helping people to reach more women on LinkedIn.
Yes, and also to help them to figure out how to collaborate. Most people want to collaborate, but they don't know how. So I am putting together event packages where they're like projects that women can basically insert their businesses into. So they're instantly partnering with other women who are on LinkedIn.
Oh, that's awesome. So what I talked about earlier about developing the training, the need that I want to fulfill is helping entrepreneurs to DIY, and that's do-it-yourself, and optimize their website for local traffic. That's the need that I want to fulfill. Now, in fulfilling that need, we have to also determine how we're going to do it. So I'm doing it with training. How are you doing how are you fulfilling the need of your customers, Geraldine?
Well, with private sessions and group sessions, where first of all, they figure out their pitch. You know, if you're looking to partner with someone, you need to have a pitch. Like, why should they even want to partner with you? So you get to tape your pitch. And I put everything together, your audio, a video that you might have, images of your products and services, along with some tips on how you guys can actually partner. So that person that's looking to partner with someone will see, oh my God, she's perfect for me. And this is a great idea that Geraldine has given us that we can instantly jump into.
Awesome. So I'm looking to set up my training in my training hub, Agape 3 WordPress website training, that would incorporate all my knowledge and research that I pull together into a course about website local optimization. First, we have to identify who we want to sell to. Then we identify what their need is, and then determine how we can meet that need. So those are the first three things. The next thing we want to think about is how are we going to market to people and let them know that we have this product or service that will meet their need. One of the things that I'm starting to get into and really enjoying is email marketing. Email marketing is really important. You can use services like AWeber or ActiveCampaign or MailChimp. There are so many email marketing programs. I'm not going to even try to name all of them, but you can use these to set up a strategy to market what you have to your current customers. And then you can build into that email marketing a way for them to earn points or a way for them to get a discount when they share about your product.
I like
so
that.
So you market to your current customers, create a way for them to earn points or a discount when they word of mouth share about your product or service that you've created that fits a need. What do you think, Jill?
I like that. I love that, Kim. I'm going to steal a couple of those little ideas.
What are some other ways that you can think of that you can market?
Well, being that, you know, my passion is LinkedIn, I'm always trying to figure out creative ways to use their features. And two of the features that I'm exploring right now is their publishing platform and mm-hmm. their new events feature. Remember, like back in the day where we could set up a event announcement and then invite our contacts on LinkedIn to take part mm-hmm. and they could invite their people as well. So right now I'm doing like this mixture of something to actually get ready for Small Business Saturday and other parts of the holiday season here, where I am putting together a 101 tip article. And my mm-hmm. tip article features women who give me their favorite and most inspirational business quote so mm-hmm. that we can motivate other women. Now, and I tied that into the event feature that LinkedIn just let us have access to so that they can invite 10 or more of their female LinkedIn connections to read the article mm-hmm. and to also send me their motivational quote. And then I tying that into a Small Business Saturday, or really a holiday roundtable that I'm giving on Slack. So in short, the women who read the article, take part in the event, learn about what I'm doing this holiday season, get on my mailing list, take part in the roundtable to get ideas so that they can figure out how to monetize this holiday season. And at mm-hmm. the same time, they find out about the 1 Million Woman Link Up and my plans for us to do some fabulous stuff this holiday season together.
Yeah, I'm using that.
Well, being that, you know, I do have a mailing list, but my mailing list is not as big as my audience on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. I have about 12,000 and something followers.
Wow.
For my article. So I get a better reach if I publish on LinkedIn, which like also that. Goes to the search engines because Google picks it up, which mm-hmm. also is being picked up by Google My Business, which mm-hmm. got me into. So it all ties in together. So I have more traffic in a wider audience of women. And people are fascinated with the new event feature because it's new. Some of them didn't know about it and they're trying to figure out how to use it. So mm-hmm. they're stopping by to see what I'm doing. And we're talking about it, which, like I said, is a way for me to let them know what I'm doing. I get women engaged.
So these two examples we just shared are just a couple of the things that you can do to market what product that you want your target customer to buy from you that will meet the need that they have. Mm-hmm. Some other ways, contests, questionnaires. What else, Geraldine?
Surveys. I mean, right now you're trying to figure out what to market to your customers this holiday season. Do a survey. Find out about the gifts they'd like to give to their family members and their business associates. And of course, what their needs are for the coming year. And you can actually create products and services for next year that they could buy now.
Just remember, keep it simple. Be strategic.
Very strategic.
It's best to plan out before you start taking action, because that way you can monitor your progress. And if something's not working, you can either tweak it or cut it out. Mm-hmm. You can also look at giving discounts or giveaways as part of your marketing scheme for your product that you want to get in front of your target customers for the holiday shopping season. And these products or services, remember, you're not just selling it to them to buy for a specific holiday. You want to also try to promote your product as something that's always going to be there, that they will always need. So
you definitely want 2020, because we all need to be thinking about 2020. So yeah, they could buy now and it'll help them in 2020. So think about it that way.
Yeah, I agree. So that's what we wanted to share with you in regards to getting ready for the holiday shopping customers that are going to come your way. And we fully believe that you're going to get an onslaught when you use the tips that we've shared. Once again, for Pamper My Business podcast, it's been Kim Beasley, your host, and my co-host is
Geraldine B. Thomas.
Have a great holiday season.
Bye.
You have been listening to Pamper My Business podcast, and I am your host, Kim Beasley. Join the Pamper My Business community by visiting pampermybusiness.com, where you will find our free training along with our masterclass so that you can continue your learning journey about building your brand online.